You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Rocks!
Golly, 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 mad, mad. Your beard is so sexy, you know. Always wearing Ray-Bans and you always give me wet dreams. You're so hairy, like a Wookiee.
That's the latest from Uncultured Club.
That was one of Matt's first crushes right there.
Was not.
It boy, was. Boy hey, George.
That was not to know.
Boy. Because he was hooking up with the drummer, right? You're like, there's a chance.
The guitarist. Yeah. Old boy George.
Well.
What can you do? Except take telephone calls. And talk about the weather.
It wears makeup, man, if you get that out of here.
By the way, I looked at the comments on the Facebook fussing video. A, people love that. And B, most of the comments were what you like to do in the rain, while it rains, rather. Is either sleep or play video games, was what most people said.
Hell yeah, COD it up.
Yeah.
Play some COD.
Yeah, COD.
There we go.
That's interesting.
COD of Duty.
Ain't that interesting?
Yeah.
We're doing some open phone calls. That means call in, talk about anything you want. We'll do some Q&As. We'll do some A's and Q's.
Congratulations to Roofers for being drunk already.
Oh, okay.
Ain't working today, boys.
That is an awful thing to say. Many of them just do drugs, 1-800-774-0093. Anything you want to talk about.
Football season in the left pocket.
Yep, road crew's already drinking. Jethro's already drinking.
Twins in town. All these things are going on.
People who do lawn work already drunk. Most of the landscaping guys ain't been to bed yet. I know how y'all roll. I can't keep up.
No. Oh, man. I'm just going to pick these by... I'll go in order of the way I'm interested by their name.
That works.
Like, I haven't talked to anyone named Gabriel in a long, long time. And he's named after an archangel. So
probably since
cool.
We interviewed Gabriel Iglesias.
Might have been that long. Yeah, oh, right. God. Gabriel, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome, sir. You doing all right today?
Yeah, man, I can't complain. Did okay.
You like the rain?
Yeah, for sure.
He must be a roofer.
He don't sound like a roofer.
No. What does that mean?
He doesn't sound like a roofer.
Doesn't sound like he's half into one.
Say something else, Gabriel.
Hey, guys. Thanks. My name is Gabriel.
Yeah, definitely not a roofer.
Not a roofer. No, right.
I don't know how we know that. We do a new game where you call in and just say various things, and we try to guess your occupation.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun game.
We can probably tell you what you don't do.
That's true.
Okay. Here's a roofer. They call you Gabriel.
Gabriel.
You know how roofers are.
Gabriel.
Chalk box.
What's going on? It says that you need employment and advice. What's going on?
Yeah, man, I'm calling because I couldn't get through for your All Advice show on Tuesday that you guys did.
That's because we're crazy popular.
But you're here now.
I know.
Yes.
For sure. For sure. But the thing is, I need some advice picking between two jobs that I just got offered. I finished college this summer, and jobs are looking, kind of promising.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure if the job market, you know, how the job market is going to be coming, you know, out of a pandemic and everything like that. But I have two job offers on the table.
First of all, and that's going to cause so many people to hate your guts from the jump.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I know several friends of mine recently lost jobs.
Just looking. I know somebody lost their job and they're like, oh, I'll go back to, it's not funny. Don't you play that sound effect? They said, I'll go back to, you know, serving bar or, you know, being a server or whatever.
No, you won't.
They got offered 4 hours a week.
Yeah, because there's so many people trying to do those jobs, and there's not enough hours.
4 hours a week.
Hours have been cut back at those places. Businesses cut back. I mean, those people aren't making any money right now.
4 hours a week
but
instead of a day.
But they paid $1,000 an hour, though. That was the cool part.
Man, I bet it was weird finishing up and not, you know, you didn't have, like, a proper commencement or any of that stuff, I guess.
Was that the case?
No, not at all, man. It was all just virtual, basically, yeah.
Oh, man.
And then you come out, you're like, oh, great. Now there's no jobs. There's absolutely no jobs. But you got two offers, so good for you.
Yeah, and what's the question? Are you going to lay out the jobs and we're going to help you pick?
I mean, yeah, for basically, they're honestly the same job, you know, basically. Like, the money's comparable. Both jobs, you know, basically similar. The only difference between them is one job I'd be working from home, like, full-time. And then the other one, I'd be working from home half the time, then I'd be traveling a little bit.
Overseas or locally traveling?
No, just locally traveling, not overseas. No, nothing like too crazy, crazy.
Oh, maybe some regional travel?
You don't have to go to the home office in Belarus or anything like that? Nothing crazy? Okay.
No, nothing like that.
All right. And forgive me if you already answered this question. Are you in a relationship? Anything that's going to keep you... tied up at home?
No, I'm not. I'm actually a single guy, so I'm kind of free to kind of do, you know, move around if I need to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it seems to me people who are really introverted do the best working from home, and then people who like to get out of the house start pulling their hair out working from home full time.
Yeah, the chick a couple days ago was all been out of shape because her husband was all, wasn't that?
Yeah, it was on the, yesterday. That was Tuesday on the All Advice Show she called.
Yeah. She's worried. Did you hear that, Gabriel?
I did. I heard that on Tuesday. That's another reason why I kind of want to kind of call in to see, because I don't want to, you know, turn into that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For those that missed it, the guy's working from home. His wife thinks he was like going like mental because he gets up, gets dressed for work, goes and drives around for 30 minutes, gets coffee from a gas station, and then drives back home to work. And then he leaves. What was the other thing?
He goes out to get his lunch, and he sits in a parking lot. He hits a drive-thru, he'll just sit in the parking lot and eat his lunch, and then go back home and finish working.
And it wasn't like he was just doing it to get her away from the wife and kids. She was out of the house working. He was at the whole house by himself.
Yeah, he was just doing it to get out of the house.
I'd be risky business and get up round underwear.
Went for the first week, but after that it would suck, right? Just at home all the time.
Then it would drive me crazy. Yeah,
you gotta have barriers and boundaries in your life, and one thing is, one of those is between work and home to a reasonable extent.
Monotonous.
Yeah. Yes. Monotonous. Yeah. I climb that mountain.
But again, some people love working from home. It works out well for them. You might be one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard for us to.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, you know, it seems great working from home, but obviously, you know, there's some negative, you know, aspects from being home all day and stuff like that, but. I don't know. I just wanted to get your guys' opinion and see what you thought about it. You know, kind of.
How many days a week would you have to get on the road? You know, traveling.
It's about half and half. So I'd probably be home about 3 days a week, and then I'd be traveling probably two, is what they're telling me.
Do you have any pets? Do you have any pets that needed to be attended to?
No, I do not. No pets.
Oh man.
Okay. Would you like pets? Because it's hard to get pets and stuff if you got to travel.
I mean, I've never really been a huge pet guy, but I mean, you know, I'm just, I do like to kind of do my own thing, kind of go and come as I please, so I don't know.
Get a parrot. Take it with you. It sounds like you're in sales. If a salesman walked in trying to sell me things with a parrot on his shoulder, I'd buy whatever it was.
You wouldn't.
I would. So, boy, you know, part of me thinks this is odd that we have this closeness with our audience in the P1s. Not that you're going to go with whatever we say, but you probably... talk to people about this, ran it by them, but you come to us to decide. Now, would you be honest and say that whatever we decide is what you'll do? I want to have that kind of power.
I mean, I will. Yeah, I will. Like I said, both jobs are pretty similar. So, yeah, I listen to you guys all the time, so I definitely would lean on your advice for sure.
I don't want that kind of power because it means that we ultimately at some point will be held responsible if we give him bad advice. Maybe not in this realm. Maybe not on this plane of existence, but we will be held responsible if we give him the wrong advice.
Don't say what kind of industry you work in, but is it true that it's to do a college football show? I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with Fat Boy Nine. You know what? If that was me, I would do the out on the road kind of thing, man. That sounds rather than working from home and being in this looking at this, it would become a prison after a while.
Right,
would.
I kind of think it would, but again, some people it works out really well for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you like to leave town and get out, if you don't like to be at home a lot, then it probably wouldn't be the best idea for you to work from home.
Yeah. So you got to weigh out the pros and cons for each job and make a decision on money's a factor. And then, of course, the business, how long they've been in business and how stable they are.
All those things, Paige said. Yeah. I would do the traveling one. I really would. Unless it's like you have to travel to like Oregon. Or somewhere like that. That'd be tough.
Yeah, that'd get old after a while. I mean, a few months. You might be ready to go home.
How did you like when you were finishing up school and you were doing it all virtually from home? Did you like that more? Or did you like it less than going to class?
That's a good question. I mean, it was a good change up a little bit. You know what I mean? So, because I started off in class and then we finished virtually. So it was a good little, break away from people. Mm-hmm. I think I kind of liked it, being away, it just kind of gave me a different atmosphere.
I think guys would say that way more than women. I think, and this is not sexist at all. This is a nod toward ladies here.
Here it comes.
Women love to get up and get dressed up and to look nice and to put on nice. That is not a slam. That is a compliment.
Well, they don't dress nice when they go to college classes. They just wearing a hoodie and yoga
pants.
You
didn't go to the college I went to, pal. Women love to dress up. Dudes, no matter what, they're always just, kicking it kind of casual, athletic leisure, whatever it may be.
I don't know. Women have the same outfit when they go to a college class or fly on an airplane. Hoodie and sweatpants.
Hoodie
and
sweatpants and slides. Yeah.
You got to dress down to go to a college class because you're there to learn and not get hit on.
Well, it's comfort.
And you know how dudes are.
Yeah.
Hey, Ma.
Yeah, I would say this, if they're comparable jobs, and anyone that's working like in sales, like traveling, feel free to call in and throw in on this. Obviously, we go to two places in town only right now. Feel free to call 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. But I think, especially with you living alone, you already have that freedom. So when, that freedom of whatever, sit around your underwear, watch porn all day, do drugs, whatever you do.
Describe me and Fat Boy.
I described the two of these guys together. But then you have that time to get out of that house, which will be those four walls that will start to feel like they're closing in on you, I feel like.
Several people just text in the same exact message that working from home turns into living at work.
Yes.
That's kind of, I mean.
That's working that's from what home they do living at work. They do that in China, not in America, okay? Yeah, that's true. I watched the documentary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They work downstairs. They live upstairs. Same place.
Good point.
Mm. And they take rent out of their paycheck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that if you are going to stick to what we say, everybody agree, work from home, raise your right hand?
Yeah, I mean, in these times, I think you have to.
Oh, wait a minute.
You said traveling job, Matt. You said, are we voting on that or working
from home? I'm not voting right now. I was doing that so you would know to raise your right hand.
Oh, okay.
Raise your right hand if you should work from home.
I say stay home, man.
Raise your left hand if you think he should travel and work.
Hit the road.
Now put your left foot in and take your left foot out. You do the hokey pokey, then you turn it all about. I think that's what you do. It seems like a split kind of thing, but you listen to your radio here. We'll maybe take a call or two for some folks. But generally speaking, if it matches up benefits-wise, money-wise, all that stuff, you get paid for, like, mileage?
I do, yeah. They would pay me for mileage.
The national average just went up on that, so, check that out. All right. Yeah. Man, thanks for I love that. I love the closeness that we have with the P1s who will listen and say, I don't know what else to do. You guys tell me what to do.
Yeah, help me out here.
I love that. I love that. I'm going to call you later and ask you which bill I should pay this week.
Mm-hmm.
You got that, Gabriel?
All right, I'm gonna pay one of them.
You have to let me know. All right. Thank you, Gabriel. Have
Thanks,
a good
guys. I appreciate you.
All right, yes, appreciate sir. You more.
I still don't know that they'll come get the furniture. I don't know that they can do that.
Yeah, especially not that old chair you used to have.
See, that would be a great side gig. You go and work for like a somebody who reposts things.
I wouldn't want to do that at all.
Well, no. But listen, the side hustle is
I'm not into getting shot at.
You go up to the people and say, "Look, you got it." Oh, they tell me you got to pay $430 to keep your car.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you keep it for $100.
Yeah.
Oh, but what
and
else
then
you
when
do?
I report to my company, I'm like, oh, they were not home.
Yeah. But you if you never paid... repo anything, you get fired from the job, and you can't skim.
Well.
Not good at it.
Plus, what if you get paid based on each repossession you succeed?
In, is that what happens? Do you I get a bonus on repos, I Probably. Guess? That's how bounty hunters work.
Yeah.
I learned that from watching Dog. Yeah. All right.
I use Downey personally.
Yeah.
Goodness.
All right, we'll break here. We'll come back. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800. Yes, we were. Were you guys really serious? The guy leaves his house and drives around just so. Yes, that was a real thing. The lady called and said her husband gets up, gets dressed like he's going to work, drives around, does the commute, drives back home.
Thanks for listening.
God bless. All right. 1-800-774-0093. Morning, everybody.
The Radio.com app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the Radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet.
That's right, Rise Guys. Good morning. It is 8:30. We're doing some open phones. 1-800-774-0093.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. Why don't you just text that, mom?
A text?
1-800-774-0093. Anything you want to talk about. Still have some folks tried to, they were texting in answers to our questions about repoing. But we actually have I guess it would be repo person now that it's 2020, right? A repo person.
Yeah, here's repo person, yeah.
It's because I got questions about that because, you know, like, especially when it's an economic time and all this stuff, you go repo somebody's car. Obviously, they're having financial issues. Do they ever run out and try to, like, pay you part of the money? Do they ever offer you, you know, some kind of sex play, you know? Hey, give me my Explorer back. I'll use my mouth on you. Whatever it is all they right. would use for a negotiation tactic.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've heard it all.
P1 Wee Doggy is a repo man. Repo man.
What's up?
Morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Do you have, like, you know how truckers, as we celebrate National Trucker Appreciation Week, truckers, they keep up with how many miles they went up and down the road. Do you know how many cars and trucks you've repoed?
Nah, man. Just every week when I do it on my pay sheet, what I worry about, I don't keep a rolling toll or anything.
Do you get paid by repossession? Like you go out and maybe get an hourly pay, but you get X amount of dollars per vehicle?
Yeah, there's no hourly pay there. It's all commission-based.
Wow. Y'all are like servers, except you're not bringing food. You're taking cars.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah,
get paid
to piss people off.
Can I ask you a very personal question?
Yeah, go for it.
Roundabout, what's it pay a car repossession?
Does it depend on the car?
Does it depend on the vehicle, how much they owe? Do you get a portion of the monthly payment?
How much car's worth?
You would think. I mean, most of the time they average, honestly, around $75 to $100 a car. But if it's like a big box truck or something like that you're going to get, I mean, I'm not going out there to touch it for, you know, a low amount.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The early days of radio, I quit paying my car payment. And lo and behold... I'm sitting there and easily, and I look out the window, and there the truck backs up, gets the thing out, you know, the hookup, and I run out there. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I mean, I knew I didn't pay my car payment. It was hard times, Daddy.
Wasn't enough money to pay it.
And the guy says, "Hey, do you want to get your car seat out?" And I was like, "You know what? I don't like you right now. I know you're just doing your job, but you're God bless you.
Why do you have to be so nice about taking my car and it's paid for?
Get my car. Oh,
you want an honest answer?
Yeah.
Probably because he knew if you didn't get all your stuff out when he got back, he had to label everything and it was going to take him 30, 45 more minutes.
But, he was making an easier job for himself.
Yeah, he's wanting you to get your stuff. That's funny.
So, Wee Doggy, do you ever have anybody that tries to talk you out of it and you maybe hear a sob story and you give them a couple extra days or anything?
Man, every one of them, you know, and everybody comes out there wanting to pay, and it sucks. I mean, you feel bad, but if I don't do it, I'm gonna be in the same spot. They're gonna be out here getting my stuff. So
yeah,
they, you know, we can't really take payments out there at 3 o'clock in the morning in your backyard.
Oh man,
I mean, if you have the money, I guess you should have paid.
They ever throw rocks at you or anything when you leave?
Yeah, rocks, bullets.
Whoa. You name it.
Oh man,
you get shot at for taking? Well, I guess so.
People get mad.
Wow.
We let you get your stuff though, but so if anybody listening, car getting picked up, and there's a Rise guy sticker on the back of the truck, be nice to that guy.
I love that.
You ever, have you ever done one during the day, or is it just easier to go in the middle of the night because it always seems as late?
Yeah, I do most of my stuff at night, but then you get them people, you know, if it's garage or whatever, you have to go to where they work, and that's never any fun.
Oh, man.
Don't you come here.
That sucks, because everybody runs out at 5 o'clock, and then you're like, damn, where'd I park at?
<Where's> you got to walk outside, your car ain't there, so you just got to play it off.
I swear I parked here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I did that at Walmart a couple weeks ago. I parked at the home side instead of the grocery side. But went in the grocery side because they only have the one door open. Yeah. I came out. I swear I was beeping my thing. I couldn't. It was too far away to do it.
Yeah.
And I walk halfway down, and nobody's paying attention to me.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, I look like a fool right now. I buzzed across the middle of the thing. There is nothing more senile feeling than not knowing where your car is at.
It'd be way worse to walk out of work at 5 and your car's just not there and you got to act like it's not supposed to be there.
Oh, yeah. Tony took the car today. I forgot. Oh.
I forgot my wife took it.
God bless. So are you getting more work right now with, you know?
No. We are, I mean, you know, for the first 12 weeks where we was on unemployment too, because I guess banks and stuff, you know, they're somewhat nice there, so they're not going to go pick up people's cars right in the big part of the pandemic. But
that's nice. But you're not making any money though.
No, we're slowly getting back at it now. Yeah. So.
Now, well, have you ever repoed anything besides vehicles?
Yeah.
Swimming pools.
No, boats and surgical equipment. And you name it.
What, like with surgical, like medical equipment people take home, like breast pumps and stuff?
No, the professional ones from doctors.
Oh, you repoing from doctors? Okay.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, they finance those too. So.
Wow, do you have an x-ray machine?
Yeah,
I want to have one in the house.
Can I get an MRI from a den?
You should get a spot at the Jockey Lot.
It's an expensive toy.
Yeah.
I wonder if he sees the balances in these people. Like, some of them are so close to paying it off and they just lose it.
Yeah, are you aware of how far behind they are? I guess you are.
Half the time we are and half the time we ain't. And that's, you know, it sucks for us because we go out there and we're taking somebody's car and they ask us all these questions. I mean, what do you tell them?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Tell them they got wee dogging and you hooking and booking.
Boom, bitch. Yeah. Well, that was a fun little introspective, the life and times of a repo person.
Yeah, it is fun.
Yeah. Man of repossession.
I'm glad I can help you out.
All right, wee doggy. Well, you hang in there and good luck finding those cars, okay?
I appreciate it, guys. Y'all tickle it. Take it easy.
All right, tickle it, guys.
Thanks, man.
I should have told him there was a yellow van here in the parking lot. It's been here for months. Come get it.
Oh, yeah. Those are that Mazda out there.
I know. Could you put bounties on other people's cars?
Could you do that for fun? Like,
like, how long can you leave a car parked in a parking lot? Is there a limit to how long you can leave one sitting in one spot?
Maybe we chip in for that one.
I'm starting to think that it's not Tent City anymore. It's like Car City. I think people they can afford their cars more than they can their homes, and they're just living in the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we did it, it'd be an issue.
It would be a major
issue. Yeah, it would be a major, definitely. Huge issue. Yeah.
There was a memo went out when one of you didn't flush.
Yeah. Oh, one of you.
Yeah. I didn't say it was y'all. You.
I didn't say it was you.
All right.
So it was one of y'all.
It said it's.
I just said it wasn't me.
It was Paige.
Oh, sure.
All right.
I have a problem.
Let's just stay on time. We'll take a break. We'll come back. 1-800-774-0093. Let's hear some opposite side of the stories now.
Oh, no.
People who were trying to talk their repo.
Oh, we get way more of those.
Yeah, no kidding. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
93.3 The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:46. 1-800-774-0093. three of the four calls that we had on hold were asking the same question, so we'll try to answer that cumulatively. A compilation of answers.
Do our best.
Yeah, I don't know if this was backhanded or if they were just supporting Fat Boy or supporting, you know, Tigers in general, but the question was where to find Fat Boy's beer. You didn't ask about my beer, so I feel like I should tell you the wrong places.
Oh, don't do that.
Sam Goody's.
Well, you know what? If they go looking for Fat Boy's beer and see yours, they might like yours better. They might get both.
Well, are they? That's the question I have. Are they side by side, like with the new beers by Thomas Creek? You have Fat Boy's Prowling, Growling,
Golden Ale.
Golden Ale, which has got you looking like a tiger holding up a chicken bite. You're choking a chicken.
Choking that chicken.
And it's kind of in an orange-looking can. And then you got mine. It's kind of in a, I'd describe it as garnet-looking can. Matt Mann's Rootin' Tootin' Rooster Red Ale.
Yep. Yeah, they're all together, what I've seen.
So we should make that a thing. If you order Fat Boy's beer, you have to order Matt Mann's beer, too.
I think I'm on an end cap.
Well, then nobody's going to win the Palmetto Beer Bowl. You're going to have the exact
same
sales.
Nobody knows what that is. I've asked twice, and I got back hands up in the air emoji.
It's whoever sells the most beer. Of course, we're not given any numbers about that.
Yeah, I don't know. Can't
Here's what it. I heard. I heard that Tom Davis, the owner of Thomas Creek Brewery, they haven't said this to us yet, but whoever sells the most, he's going to retire and give away the brewery.
Yep.
Nice. Oh, man.
Yeah. Willy Wonka.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Willy Wonka.
I mean, is it monetary, or do you get the biggest trophy ever?
No.
Neither.
Oh, man.
Trophy. I can get a trophy.
Either way is no and no.
You can, I mean, I guess you can brag about it if you want to.
But, get your golden apple if you want.
Okay, nice. So where to find the beer, the new beers, you know, it depends on the location. We know Ingles.
Yeah, it's still rolling out to Ingles stores. I know Ingles and TR has some now. I saw a picture that a delivery man sent me. So I guess if it isn't out already, it will be shortly.
We ain't got an Ingles and TR.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Where?
Out toward Marietta.
Yeah, it's up toward Marietta.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's Slater.
Not the money side of town anymore, I guess.
It's up by Slater Drug, you're right.
Yeah. Okay.
You're the Burger King?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is the Sphinx right there, which has it too.
I wish they'd reopen that Ingles right there behind the Hardee's. It just sits there. It's perfect
for 20 years, been sitting there. Yeah. He wasn't Sleeping Booty. He's a beer guy. He said, yes, they're all together.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it's going to be.
So P1 Pilsner's there too? All three beers?
All three beers, yeah. It's going to be at a lot of Sphinx stores and all the Ingles in the upstate, but we don't know when it's hitting each store.
So yeah, I think I got a display on the front.
But it's on the way.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, I got an end cap. That's prime real estate in the biz.
Oh, yeah, man. End cap's big.
Well, judging by your ABV, Fat Boy, they actually put your beer on an end cap in the ladies' room.
Hey, I'm breezing you in, man. I'm getting you in on the ground floor so you can have a nice little crisp taste.
There we go. 35 Ingles in South Carolina by tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we've had a bunch of people asking. We're like, it's coming to your Ingles. We don't know when, but it's on the way.
Yeah, at some point.
Yeah.
And
we get to take all those questions, Lego Batman. Hundreds of them every day.
Yeah. I get them on my Instagram and Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, they're swamped by questions we can't answer.
Man. some of these people ought to be scouring our social media answering these questions. I don't know. I don't know when it's going to get to North Carolina.
I don't know.
You know when it's going to get to North Carolina? When you drive your ass to South Carolina and bring it back.
78 people are going to ask me when it's going to come to North Carolina. I'm not going to know.
I mean,
a couple of people have made the trek down to get some.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. And like P1 Looper, he went to the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
You get it there. It's,
you can always go there and get
it. It's fresher beer, to be
from
honest.
The source.
Yeah. It's right
you
out
gotta
of
You got to be dedicated.
It's right out of the vat. It's still got Will Law's DNA on there from his hand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Picking him up.
Yeah, on the can.
Stuff,
yeah. You
know? Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah. So, and then 50 Sphinx by next week.
50 Sphinx?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of Sphinx.
35 Ingles.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right, cool. Good.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you got something out and, you know, you have people saying, yes, I'd like to buy it. Take my money, please. And you don't know where to tell them to go get it.
Yeah.
It sucks. I remember the California Raisins with Hardee's. I remember going from store to store looking for the one with the big sunglasses.
Yep.
Yeah.
One place you can definitely find it is Wings Etc. in Bowling Springs.
On tap and in can.
They'll have all three available.
Yeah.
Cans are nice, man. It's just a nice looking beer.
Thank you.
It's nice.
I even keep it. You know, I mean, I drink out of it, but I put pins in it. It smells like beer.
Ingles and Moonville will be delivered today. I have a source on the inside.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to go sign some cans.
I'm going to go look on my way home. Thank I won't you. Be out by then, but I'm on my way.
I might even hit the clock across the street.
Yeah, man.
Get something to eat.
Bacon wrapped sirloin steak special day.
Oh, man. It's all working out.
Well, we appreciate those of you that are looking for it. Like I said.
Yeah, we do.
I know it's when you want to find something, you can't find it. It's tough. It's like me looking for a woman in the early 90s.
Well, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I went out. I was geared up. I had my cargo pants on. I was ready to go.
Yep. Man, I've been looking for something I can't find, even though I got mirrors on the floor.
I just said the early 90s for me. When was it for you?
I'm looking for a book.
Better be a Bible.
I mean, you know.
Needs to be.
Yeah.
Oh, this is okay.
Don't wear that shirt to a Crossway.
This is fun.
Wear it to a Lifeway if I want to.
Now, is this for a longer joke, or is this a quick-witted punchline?
No,
or?
I'm really looking for a book. I've really been looking for a book I really would like to read, but it's out of print, and it's not that old. It's only about 30 years old, but it's out of print, and because it's out of print, this thing sells for like $300 if you have a copy.
Oh. Ooh.
Buns of Steel by Suzanne Somers?
No, Final Truth.
I'm looking for it, too, if it's worth that much.
It's the autobiography of Pee-wee Gaskins.
Fatboy's calling in from Goodwill right now. Huh. Fatboy, are you there?
Yeah, we're live at the Thrifter.
The autobiography?
Yeah, it's Final Truth by Henry or Donald Pee-wee Gaskins. Damn,
Donald Henry.
Yeah,
that's a creepy looking book. I just saw the cover.
Yeah, man, but yeah, the book is it's been out of print for years, and it's probably one of those deals where who owns the rights to the book? Anybody? Somebody? Anyway, there's not a lot of interest probably. So if you have a copy, it's worth bukus of money now. But I want one to read. If somebody out there has two copies, give me one. I won't sell it. I just want to keep it.
Would you be opposed to getting it from a library system and not taking it back?
I bet you can't get it from a library because it's worth so much money to sold on the aftermarket.
What if someone has it and it costs $300, but they'll air book and book it to you for $20?
Ain't doing a football show. Can't do that.
Would you drive to Ware Shoals for one?
Would you read it in a PDF?
I'd drive to Ware Shoals for anything. Stop at the Piggly Wiggly while I'm there.
You know, I didn't know this till someone just texted in. Did you guys know that Pee-wee Gaskins was called the redneck Charles Manson?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Are you mad? Are you angry?
You are. I hate using this word because it's been bastardized and overused in American language today, but you are obsessed with serial killers.
Yes.
Almost to a point where.
Well, my dad was in prison with the guy. He knew him.
Oh, you think he's in the book?
I want to read the book.
That's what I was. Boy, at the same time.
No, my dad wouldn't be in the book. I don't imagine. I just want to read the book. I never read it. My mom read it when I was a little kid, but I never read it because I was like five and I didn't read books really then, like Bernstein Bears books maybe.
I know somebody who has the electric chair he died in, if you're interested.
He read Nintendo Gamer.
It's old Smokey.
It's not hooked up anymore. You could sit in it while you play your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game. Actually, when you said you were looking for a book,
if anybody has an electric chair they want to get rid of, yes, I'll take it.
I was wondering if the book you're looking for was the instruction manual for your arcade game.
No, that doesn't need one. But yeah, if anybody has any sort of method of execution, if you have an Iron Maiden you're not using, I'll take that.
Guillotine?
Sure. If you have any sort of execution things, I don't really want a gallows, but yeah, you have an electric chair, I'll take that.
Would you take an Anderson instead?
Okay. You can cut taters with a guillotine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm going to tell you this as your friend. You're going to have to find a woman who's kind of that same level of interest when it comes to murder.
Yeah, that's why I'm not really concerned. I mean, that's why I'm not really, you know what I mean?
Go to the punk rock flea market.
Mm.
You'd be surprised how many women are into that kind of thing.
A lot of them are.
I'd be scared.
I would too. Yeah. I would too. I would be scared to death if a girl's like, hey, could you tell me some of your interests? Well, I love reading books written by serial killers. I enjoy serial killer art.
You're expecting her to say, I love you. She goes, I love blood. I wouldn't expect
My grandma that. Was in the pen with Susan Smith.
Yeah.
Something like that. I'd draw you in.
I curl my hair with a butcher knife.
Took the butcher knife.
Took the butcher knife to her neck.
they have a copy of the autobiography in the prison library at Watery River Correctional.
What? That is strange as hell.
If I get convicted of a crime, I just got to make sure I get sentenced to do my time there.
That is strange. It's like, you know, hey.
Put that in the library system, as my grandma would say, the library. A book by a serial killer in prison.
Why is it out of print? You mean like they ran out of words?
No, I just don't think they print them anymore.
Can you buy O.J. Simpson jerseys at the mess hall? That's crazy.
Probably not here, but somewhere.
All right, so.
Man, it's crazy how many texts came in about Pee Wee Gaskins just saying, people listening to us are into murder, man.
Yeah, I also didn't know that he had a nickname, the meanest man in America.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord. Hey, somebody else is taking that title now.
Ugly little fellow, wasn't he? Yeah. Homely.
Yeah. Well, he had to be. It probably was part of it.
He wasn't straight.
Yeah. No. Yes. I don't know. All right.
Read the book.
Wow.
I'm going to get me one. Somebody texted in and said they have one that I can have, and I'd love to have. Please let me give you something for it.
Maybe that's a new gift with purchase of Matt Man's Root and Tooth, or whatever it's called.
And right then now. I'm the kind of guy who will go meet a complete stranger to get a book about a murderer, and then you'll never see me again.
Yeah, I misspoke earlier. I do not have Rooster Toasters, by the way. It's Rootin' Tootin' Red Ale.
Oh, okay. Rootin' Tootin' Rooster.
Did I call it a Rooster Toaster?
No, I think so.
Damn. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. I can't tell.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't tell if Jimmy's having a nicotine attack or a number two attack.
Not either one.
All right, let's do both. We'll take a break. Paige, what's up in the Plex?
All right, there is one factor that's going to get fans back in the stands. I'll tell you what's going to happen.
What factor?
Yes, it's very big with the
O'Reilly
team.
Factor. We're going to do it live. We're doing it live. It's not the answer. We'll find out the answer, though, next in your Rise Guys headline.
Mornings with the Rise Guys.
Great show as always. You guys are fantastic. You make my morning enjoyable.
And 93-minute Rock Blocks all day. 93.3 The Planet. Rocks. All the news that's fit to make fun of. Rise Guys Headlines with Paige is next on 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.